And for Wednesday, highs around 80 with a 60% chance of rain. And that is the day in question. We're hoping that weather will sort of resolve itself for a 7 o'clock concert in Plainwell. My guest today is Joel Myers, one of the founders of The Founding. And it's been quite a while, Joel. So nice to have you back here at WMUK.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
We have, like I said, it's been a while, and The Founding has a wonderful album we featured a couple of years ago now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's been a while.
2018, 19, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 2018.
So maybe you could catch us up a little bit on I know I can help listeners orient themselves. The group was founded here at Western Michigan University.
Yeah, we were all musicians in the music program at Western. We were all in the orchestra. We spread across most of the orchestra. We have a violist, cellist, flute player, the works, a lot of string players. But
keyboard.
And we met, and initially it was just a casual thing that we were playing for fun and started writing music for it, and it kind of went from there.
A number of you had folk influences in your lives, that knew at least American folk and then a little bit of Celtic as well.
Absolutely.
I think the Chelsea House Orchestra had to do with some of that.
Of course.
And so it was kind of a natural thing for, your formal studies to be enhanced in a way by jamming in a folk setting.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. EJ, our vocalist, grew up playing bluegrass.
That's right.
With her family. It's kind of, they've got like 10 kids, and it's this whole, the dad plays banjo. It's this whole big debacle. It's really incredible to see. And then I grew up playing.
EJ Schubkegel.
Oh, yes, EJ Schubkegel.
Yeah.
The now actually
family.
Elizabeth Lapeer.
Right,
It's very exciting. And I grew up playing Celtic music, and everybody in the group has some sort of improvisational background as well, which has been very helpful. When writing, it's kind of culminated together into something that everybody kind of compliments everybody else, which is very fun.
Yeah, and it goes beyond covering traditional tunes. It's progressive. It's ambitious.
Yeah.
And it shows on this debut album that you made called Form.
Absolutely.
We're going to hear a couple of tracks from it today and remind listeners that you're finally back in concert in front of folks.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And the Plainwell Music Society hosts this series of concerts. It's in the Bandshell, right downtown Plainwell. There is a rain location in case the weather doesn't work out tomorrow. Where will that be?
That will be at the Otsego Middle School Auditorium.
Okay, so it's you're on no matter what.
We're on no matter what.
We'll come back and hear about how, it's been, what it's been like to get back to rehearse and to freshen things up, add some new things, and how you spent your time and during this shutdown. But let's start with a piece I know is really significant to you called Timepiece. You had a lot to do with writing this.
Yeah, this was one of the first tunes on the album that I got really excited about, and it is still my favorite tune we play. It has a lot of bluegrass influence, and it's about a breakup that I went through. I'm still friends with the person. They have no idea I wrote a song about them. Still haven't told them. They've heard the album, but yeah, it's a good one.
Let's hear it. Timepiece from The Founding.
Hands made of the finest silver caress her porcelain face. As she weeps, they glide across her cheek and wipe the tears off. As we
From the album Form, that was The Founding with Timepiece. Joel Myers is the composer and founder of The Founding, along with, well, co-founder, let's say. With me here in the studio at Classical WMUK 89.9 FM. And we're here together to preview this concert tomorrow in Plainwell at the Bandshell right downtown in Plainwell. It starts at 7 o'clock. The Rain location is the Otsego Middle School. And Joel, let's talk about, diving back into this music, preparing it. So is everybody from on this album still in the band? Have you all split up and gone different places, or are you all back together?
We're all back together, at least in heart. We have spread across the state a little bit, not too far.
Good.
We're all about at least an hour from Kalamazoo. John and I still live in Kalamazoo. We have, I'm not going to give everybody's addresses, obviously, but yeah, we've got Kyle on bass, and we've got EJ, our vocalist, on flute and vocals. Very talented.
Outstanding vocals, yeah.
Absolutely. And then we have Patrick on guitar, and he's going to be playing a lot more cello moving forward, which is really cool. We've got John on fiddle and Lucas on keys. And then we've got myself, Joel, on mandolin and fiddle. And we're adding a few new instruments for the next album, which is going to be really cool. I'm going to be playing, I got this octave mandolin, which is going to be gorgeous.
They are lovely to hear. Beautiful instruments, yeah.
Of course. Got it from Northfield in Marshall, which is really cool.
Good to know, yeah. They're so mellow, and yet they still hold melody well.
Yeah.
Very cool. And, of course, you can, the adaptation is the same. The fingerings from a...
Yeah, it's I'm so used to playing fiddle and mandolin. I'm having to learn how to stretch my hand quite a bit more, but everything is pretty transferable, which is nice.
Okay. How long had it been since you had rehearsed as The Founding, and when was your last show?
Oh my gosh. Our last show was March 11th, 2020. And it wasn't with the normal group. We had two subs. It was at the Horizons Convention Center in Saugatuck, I think. And it was a fun gig. We didn't really think it was still.
It was still 5 days away from St. Patrick's Day, which is significant for a Celtic-sounding group.
Well, and I remember we had, because we were starting to really line up a lot of gigs around that time, and we had our first sold-out theater show on the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, and I remember, I'll always remember having it get canceled and then just seeing everything else drop like flies.
Yeah,
so it's funny because we had no idea that was going to be our last show. We kind of just, this is just a fun, casual show. But that was the last time for a while. And we just had our first live rehearsal in over a year, 2 days ago, which was, I'm shocked how well it came together after not, obviously we played on our own. But
exactly. You can't. That doesn't promise that it'll.
Yeah, no. It's very different playing with people, but luckily it came together, so to speak.
I'm glad to hear it. That means that there were some real foundations there, anyway.
Yeah.
And so, what was some of the work? Well, a lot of you had to come prepared. You had to look at the material that you already knew was in the set.
Yeah.
And do your work on your parts. Everybody had to do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. We were actually talking about this as a band. A lot of the members will, the very album we were just listening to, will just listen to the album and play through the album along with recordings. I myself tend to just think, what are the parts that I always got tripped up on playing them in the past? And I just kind of spend a little more time on those. Yeah. And loop those. Because for me, especially since I write all the tunes, I know, like, I've already played them a million times when I bring them in. And I know the tunes very well. It tends to come down to my actual skill level, mm-hmm. Whether or not I mess up. Thankfully, our preparation is paying off. We've got another rehearsal later today, actually.
Yeah, there's only one day to go.
Only one day to go, yeah.
Again, The Founding is a six-piece.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of moving parts. There's terrific vocals, and there's a lot of melody, and some kind of complex places it goes, because a lot of the songs have different sections.
Yeah.
Just like the one we just heard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of different layers, and it's just getting more wild as we go on. We're adding, because we have a stomp box that right now Patrick is playing, and he played on that album while singing harmony and playing guitar. So he's like kind of one man banding it within the context of a larger band. But I really, when I was writing that album and when I'm writing this next album, my goal is to make full use of all of the color possibilities and rhythm possibilities we have, and just to get the biggest sound possible out of six members.
But stopping just short of making it too complicated to play live.
Hopefully. Yeah. There is one song on that album we have never played live for that reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It is actually one that Lucas wrote called Home. And partially it's just the range vocally is so wild for EJ. She can do it great. But just after playing an hour plus of music, it's a little taxing. So we we put that one on the burner for
a bit. It's hard to give it your best if you've used up a lot of
yeah,
what you get.
Yeah, yeah. She does great.
So you'll be bringing back a lot of these songs from the debut album form for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Anything new planned?
Not for the show tomorrow night. We figured it might be best to just like play the hits to start off after a year. But we are looking at the one, obviously, quarantine and COVID, not a great thing. But it did give us an opportunity to write, and I'm thankful for that. And so we do have about 10 plus tunes coming in the coming months, which is very exciting, and hopefully we'll be playing this live very soon.
And that's why you were referencing these unusual instruments and things that will be played, rehearsed, and then tracked.
Oh, yes, absolutely,
record.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. What directions are you going?
Well, we're kind of, because we started out playing a lot of Celtic music, and then we started writing more, and my goal is to hopefully take this in a direction where I think there's a lot of room in the mainstream music scene for folk music. I think bands like Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers have kind of taken, like, their roots are in styles like bluegrass and Americana. And I think with our roots being in Celtic music, there's a whole range of unexplored territory with that in the context of mainstream music. And my goal is to kind of take that niche and take it a step forward. And that's the direction I've been writing in. So we're trying to write in a way that can compete with music styles that were formed in the 21st century. Things like hip hop and pop music and rock music, things that have this really dynamic quality. And I really believe that acoustic music and Celtic music and a lot of these traditional timbres can compete with that in a mainstream setting. They just have to be given a certain flavor when writing, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that as you're talking about it. And the Celtic audience is limited, you might say. It's like people who self-identify and understand, like, yeah, I know Celtic music. That's not a lot of people out
no,
there.
They are very passionate, though, which helps.
Yeah. But the way you're orienting is where you may find yourself with lots of fans who aren't really sure why it sounds the way it sounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that could be something that, it, you know, when you end up talking to interviewers in years to come, you'll be like, yep, we have a Celtic background. That's why you hear.
That is the goal, yes.
That kind of melody, that kind of, you know, instrumental section that has, you know, a lot of notes and ornaments.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Well, that's great, a very promising for the founding. Again, the concert is live tomorrow at 7 p.m. in Plainwell at the Bandshell in downtown Plainwell. And there's plenty of parking. Bring a chair, bring a blanket. I don't think this is a ticketed event whatsoever.
It is free.
It's free yeah. and open to everyone. So the concert is Wednesday, 7 o'clock, The Founding. The series will continue this summer with jazz, Dixieland, brass music, and the Schlitz Creek Bluegrass Band. So this is your chance to see a little bit of, you know, the Celtic sound in Plainwell. That would be tomorrow night. Before you go, I just kind of curious about what everyone else seems to have gotten up to during the pandemic. You were writing, going, you know, working on your chops and things like that. But John Roby, the lead fiddler, you might say.
Yeah.
What's he been up to?
Oh, John. Well, I live with John. John has, he's been working the whole extent of quarantine. He's in food service. He's a very skilled server. And so he's been working. He's been writing. He's been writing almost just as much as I have now. And it's kind of incredible. The stuff he's writing is, I'm a little jealous of it. I'm a little jealous that he's like writing stuff that I wish I wrote. Yeah, Lucas and EJ both had children, which is very exciting.
Not together,
but right. Both had separate children.
Two band babies added to the mix.
Two band babies. Yes. Really exciting. And Kyle actually just got a new job, I believe in Wayland. But I'm a little concerned that I'm misremembering that now.
Kyle's your bassist,
yes.
Kyle Pitcher.
Yeah, so he's going to be an orchestra director there, which is
wow,
really incredible.
Really the realization of a dream, yeah.
Yeah, and Patrick got engaged, which is very exciting. So a lot of life developments, and then John and I have been, you know, just writing. But
Patrick Hartson plays guitar, the stomp box, harmony vocals, and he managed to get engaged. So
yes,
pretty good.
Yeah. He is multi-talented. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Joel and yourself, you're looking so well, and it should be a terrific concert tomorrow. I'm glad to hear about the fact that the founding is still together. A lot of bands not necessarily going to make it through
a
year off.
I'm very thankful. Very thankful.
Let's talk about the future a little bit. Besides the new album, which will take, I'm sure, a number of months to realize. But will you be looking to play around the state, beyond the state, festivals?
Yeah, we are. If there are any gig venue people out there, we are looking for gigs. We just added the Beaver Island Music Festival, which is actually a gig we had for last year, and that got canceled, unfortunately. But then they were like, we really want to have you. If you can come next year, we'd love to have you. It's going to be on an island, Beaver Island, and we're just going to go out with tents and camp out and play some shows. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, we're looking to be touring and playing as much as possible. And it's very exciting. Writing, touring, playing, recording. Yeah.
You have social media and a website.
Yeah, yeah. We are at The Founding Band, wherever there are @s. And thefoundingband.com is our website. All of our dates, as they're added, will be added to there, as well as Facebook. So keep your eye peeled.
We have some physical CDs, by any chance, at the show?
Yes, yes. Wow. We actually just got a... It's funny. That is the one mainstay that kept us engaged with the band, was we kept selling CDs. And every once in a while, because John and I... We have this closet that's just behind our entire entertainment system, and we have to move the entire entertainment system to get to all of our gear and whatnot. But we, yeah, we kept selling CDs, and by the end, we were all out. So just bought a new shipment, and we'll have them for the show.
That's terrific. I do want to say, as someone who's been around for as long as I have, it turns out if you think it's always going to be available online, you're probably wrong.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is not something iTunes does for the sake of good music. I think artists have to pay something to keep the catalog going.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah.
So CDs are permanent.
Yeah.
And they are the most wonderful reminder of the night you had or the show you went to.
Yeah.
With the group. And I am so grateful to have picked up CDs with a lot of artists who don't keep their music available on streaming sites like Amazon and iTunes. So
for sure.
Yeah. This note to the wise. Okay. Let's hear one more song. Joel, what should we listen to?
How do you feel about Piper's Folly?
Oh, that's a terrific idea. Let's hear Piper's Folly. Any story behind this?
Yeah, this is actually a tune I wrote in high school, and I was writing it while rehearsing with the high school orchestra, and just had it in my back pocket for years, and Lucas always liked it whenever I played it for him, so I thought I'll write some lyrics for this, and now I think a lot of people think it's their favorite, so yeah, it's a fun tune.
A reminder of The Founding, which performs tomorrow at 7 o'clock in Plainwell at the Bandshell in downtown Plainwell. And the Rain location will be Otsego Middle School. There is information at plainwellmusicsociety.com and thefoundingband.com.
Absolutely.
Okay. Joel, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Once on the streets of London played a piper named Simon Bourne. So poor he played for a penny from the passers-by in the town. But among